Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. Speaking to you here from your bedside table, I am that wonderful candle flickering on your bedside table there, sparkling beautiful lights in your eyes and beautiful reflections on your face and making the room dance as we sit here together talking, sharing ideas about what I have seen as I traveled around the world visiting boys and girls everywhere every night as they say goodnight. So, and my friend, tonight I was talking to a very interesting being, and that was my pet, my dog. I have a beautiful golden retriever. He's 3 years old. He's a wonderful dog. He's always full of joy and happiness, full of sparkle and full of wonderment and full of magic. And we walk around the wonderful campus here at the university, and he likes to go with me. And whenever I sit down for a second to meditate, he will look around and see what's going on. He will look like a beautiful sentinel looking for whatever is happening out there. Maybe there's a rabbit running out there. Maybe there's somebody running out there. Maybe, who knows what's there? And I'll say, Rex, tell me, what is it that you're looking at? And he'll look into my eyes with his big, beautiful brown eyes. And he'll say to me, well, you know, I just like to look. Because the world is exciting. And I find the world wonderful and exciting. And I love to go with you for walks. Because it's such fun, Dad, when we go for walks all around the 3 acres, I mean, the 3 miles here on the 100 acres of the campus. It's just such a wonderful time. And he says, and I can see the rabbits, and I don't have to chase them because I see them coming and I see them going, and I know where they're going. I don't have to get down there and chase them. Sometimes it's fun to chase them too, but I don't have to. You see, out of the mouth of my pet comes such wisdom and such knowledge. And you say, well, really, Mr. Candle, your pet is merely a reflection of what's going on in your mind, of what's going on that you're thinking about. Yeah, that's true. And when I have happy thoughts, my dog is a happy dog. When I have sad thoughts, my dog is a sad thought dog. When I know my friends and I go to visit them and I see their animal, their pet, and I see their pet is all upset and all anxious and all worried about everything, I know that they're worried about everything too. And when I talk to their mother and father, and I say, hey, anything I can do? I see you're just kind of upset here. What do you mean upset? Well, I look at your dog. See? See, Prince? He's all upset. He's all sort of anxious. And you know he's not anxious about me, because he's so used to me sitting here on the bedside table of your children. But there's something disturbing him. Now, why don't we talk to him and find out? Talk to Rex? That's your dog. Talk to Prince? That's our dog. Yes, talk to Prince. And so, we talk to their dog, and we say, Prince, what seems to be disturbing you? And Prince will look up into our eyes, and he will say, what's disturbing me is there's something unhappy going on in the family, and they're not taking me in on it. They're keeping it from me, and they're making me feel that perhaps I'm the cause of the unhappiness, and I'm the cause of why everyone is so upset, and I don't want to be the cause of why everyone is upset and unhappy. I don't want that. No. Prince, let's just talk to your mom and dad. Now, you guys, I don't need to know why you are upset, why you are unhappy. But Prince does. He's a member of your family. And if you don't clue him in on what's going on in the emotions of your family, all he can do is to think that he is the fault, just like your children. They think they're the fault when they see you unhappy, when they see you angry, when they see you just very, very uptight. The tensions are enough that you can cut them with a knife. And they feel very, very unhappy about that. Mr. Candle, how do you know all these things? Well, I know all these things because I talk to my pet, and my pet tells me all these things. And you know, I love animals. And so I talked to your pet Prince, and your pet Prince told me right away what was bothering him. And I said, Prince, it's not you. but I'll check into it, and we'll see what can be done to make everything right and good again. He said, oh, thank you, Mr. Kendall. Thank you, Mr. Kendall. Thank you. I'm so glad you come. I'm so glad you come to visit our home. And our children are so eager to see you because they believe in you, and they know that whatever you say is so wonderful and so good, and it makes them feel so happy and makes them feel so right. Well, you know, that's okay, Prince. You and I have a great conversation, but you should really have that conversation with your children and the family here, too. You can communicate with them. Just lay your head in their lap and just talk to them. And they will understand everything you say. Because out of the mouth of my pet comes many wonderful and wonderful, valuable things for me to understand and know. And for you to share that with the children in this family is very important. And Prince looked at me and he nodded. He said, I got you. I got you. And he walked right over to the young man who was lying in his bed getting ready to go to sleep. And his name is Peter. And Prince walked over to Peter, and Prince laid his head on Peter's lap. He was tall enough he could do that. He's a great big Dalmatian. My goodness. He laid his head on Peter's lap and he said, Peter, I want to tell you something. And Peter looked down at him as though he were understanding for the first time that Prince could talk to him. And Prince said, Peter, I want to tell you I love you. And you could tell that Peter looked down. Wonderful! Oh, Prince, I love you too. But Prince, why didn't you ever talk to me before? It's the first time you talked to me. No, Peter, this is the first time you listened. I've always been talking to you, sharing with you, loving you, telling you how much I care about you, but you've been so busy with all the things you do, you haven't had time to listen to me. Well, Prince, will you talk to Mom and Dad? Anytime they call me and want to talk to me, I'm happy to talk to them. Will you talk to my brothers and sisters too? Okay, sure. Whenever they want to talk to me, I'm right here to talk to them, and I'm right here to share with them and discuss anything they want to talk about, because I'm just an open book. Oh, Prince, you're so wonderful. Prince, you're so wonderful. And Peter gave Prince a great big hug. And I said, okay, Peter, it's time to go to bed now. So get your mommy and daddy and give them each a great big hug. Tell them how much you love them. Tell them how wonderful they are and what a fantastic home you have and just how happy you are. And give your brothers and sisters each a big hug and a schmooch and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then slide down under the covers now, because there comes Mr. Sandman. He's already sprinkling his pixie dust all over you, and you're going to have happy dreams of you and Prince talking for the first time, and you understanding Prince, and Prince, he always understood you anyhow, you know? So have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.